Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey, hey, I almost said happy Monday, but you're probably listening to this on a Wednesday, or maybe you're listening to it the next Monday. I'm recording this currently on a Monday, so I just want to ask you to give me a lot of grace. I feel like my brain cell, I can't even talk. My goodness. I was in the coffee shop earlier and I told the gal, I was like, I'm so sorry. I almost sound like I had a stroke or something because I couldn't get the words out. So last week I worked night shift more so than I normally do. Like I was on a night, off a night, on a night, off a night. And it just really, really messed up with my sleep and my body. And I feel like my brain fog and all the things. Like sleep is so freaking important. And it is so hard when you are a mama, plus you're a nurse, you're trying to, you know, make income for your family and you're in that hard season. And night shift is what works, and you also don't get the best sleep, but you're also trying to be very consistent in your health and fitness journey and take care of yourself. It's all very difficult. Yes, yes. So we're going to give Kel some grace today if I stumble over my words more so than usual. But I've got some really good stuff for you, and I still feel like the Lord is going to speak to you through this message and through this podcast today. Last week and a couple weeks before that, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, like 84 through 86, we talked a lot about food. We talked a lot about nutrition. We talked a lot about nourishing our bodies God's way, and kind of breaking all of that down, giving you some education on all of that, plus giving you a little bit of inspiration, motivation, and a little fire underneath your tush, I hope, and to have some mindset shifts when it comes to food and nutrition. But today we're gonna get some tough love. Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you some grace. You're going to give me some grace. We're all about grace here, but we're going to have some tough love today. We're going to have a chit chat. And this is actually inspired from a recent sermon we've had at our church. If you don't know what church I go to a New Song Church in Plymouth, Indiana. You can check out their website and you can actually listen to any sermon, all sermons, wherever they have, they're located, I believe, on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts too. So you can listen to all their sermons there. And I can probably link that for you too in the show notes. But this, I told my pastor, I asked him a while back, I was like, listen, like you give me some really freaking amazing insight and like really freaking amazing ideas for the podcast that I'm doing. Would you ever mind if I like quote you or mention the church or mention, and he's like, absolutely not. Like use whatever you need to use, whatever you feel like the Lord is leading you to use. That is phenomenal. I love that. So I'm kind of inspired by a recent series that we did on victimization and being a victim and having victory in Jesus and getting ourselves out of that victimization mentality and that victim mindset. Because if we stay there, that's where the enemy wants us. And just because we've been there don't mean we need to go back. Just because we've been there doesn't mean we have to stay there. Okay. So I'm going to ask you today, are you playing victim in your fitness journey? Are you playing victim in your fitness journey? You're like, Kels, what does that even mean? Now listen, have you caught yourself or have you said this to someone else? These kind of things are said to me all the time by some of my sweetest, most best of friends, by some family members, by people that I talk to here on social media or that I connect with on email or whatever it may be. I hear these kind of things all the time. I've never been disciplined. I'm not going to be anymore. I've never been able to follow through. I've always been fat. It's just in my genes. And I'm talking like not like your genes, like your pants, like your genes, like in your body. Okay. I've never been able to conquer food. I've always been a restrictive eater. I've always been a binger. I never follow through with my workouts. I never stick to anything. I just always fail, like these kind of negative victim mentality mindsets. Listen, I love you so much, But just because you've been there don't mean you gotta stay there. Just because you failed before doesn't mean you have to keep failing. Just because you've screwed up before doesn't mean you need to keep screwing up. Just because it's always been that way doesn't mean that's where God's taking you. Actually, if it's always been that way and it's something negative, I guarantee you 110% that is not where God's taking you, sister. You're allowing the enemy to take you there. That may be harsh, but I think you need to hear it today. If it is negative, if it is causing you destruction, if it is causing you harm, if it is causing you pain, if it is causing you any kind of emotional turmoil or confusion or struggle or suffering, if it's in a negative way and you keep going back to that mindset, that is not from God, that is from the enemy. Listen, we are going to have struggles as Christians. We are going to have trials and suffering and times of pain. But typically, actually, when God is involved, always, he brings beauty from ashes. But I'm saying, like, if you keep going back to that negativity and it keeps causing destruction in your life, that is not from the Lord. That is from the enemy. And that's where he wants to keep you. If you're making choices, if you're having mindsets, if you're making decisions and having thoughts, and it's always turning back to something negative and it's nothing good is coming of it, that is not from God. That is from the enemy, and he wants to keep you there. Why are you allowing him to keep you there? Are you playing victim? Have you caught yourself saying these things? I've always been fat. I've never followed through. I struggle with nutrition. I struggle with workouts. I'm never consistent. I'm never disciplined. I've never been disciplined. I've always failed. If you keep saying these things in your journey, I've never felt beautiful. I'm never going to be beautiful. Like, if you say these things to yourself all the time, my friend, it's okay to have periods of time. Okay, there are times where I struggle. There are times where I do say these things to myself, but I'm not stuck there. I don't allow myself to stay stuck there because I have victory in Jesus. Stop being a victim when you have victory in your Lord. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures here, okay? 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 56. Death has been swallowed up by victory. Where death is your victory. Where death is your sting. Do you guys know that song? So freaking good. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why are you stuck in a victim mindset, a victim mentality, when you have victory in Jesus? You literally have the victor right there with you. You're choosing victimhood. I'm going to say victimhood over the victor. You're choosing that. That's not anyone else's fault. You are choosing that. Jesus is right there available to you, and you are choosing a victim mindset. The other scripture I wanted to share with you is Romans 8:37. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In all things. He doesn't say some things. He doesn't say specific things. He doesn't say one thing. He says all things. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us, through Jesus. I want to take you from being in that victimhood, okay, to being in victory. Let's take some steps from going from victimization to victory. Because we're not going to sit, just because we've been failures before, just because we've struggled with discipline, just because we've struggled with consistency, just because we've struggled with food, just because we've struggled with body image, just because we've struggled with our family upbringing and our habits and the choices that we were brought up in, just because we've struggled with that before doesn't mean we are going to have to stay there. That's where Satan wants you. He wants you to stay there. He wants you to feel like you have no victory. He wants you to feel like you are stuck. But in Jesus, but God, but God, okay? Number one, we're gonna start processing pain in a healthy way. Whatever made you feel as though you've been stuck in this victimhood, this victimization, you had the mindset of being a victim, a victim mentality, whatever brought you there, let's process that and let's do it in a healthy way. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust and will not forget your work. So if you're working on this, if you're going to start right now and you're going to start processing this in a healthy way, what do I mean by that? Let's go to therapy. Let's go to a mentor. Let's get in a small group at church. Let's surround ourselves by other women in Christ who are going to lift us up and going to remind us who our identity is in, who we are, whose we are. And they're going to constantly be working with us through this process and in this journey. The Lord is not going to forget your work that you are doing. Okay. So we're going to, number one, we are in the steps from going from victimization to victory. We're going to process our pain in a healthy way. Figure out what your triggers are. Figure out where that pain is coming from. Figure out why you're having this struggle of being stuck in this victimhood. Okay. Figure that out and then work on it. Surround yourself with others who are going to lift you up and help you through it. And go to God. Number two, that goes into the next one. Spend time with Jesus and in the Word. It's really hard for us to constantly be in a I'm going to get some hot and spicy right now. Okay, I'm getting kind of sassy. But it's really, really freaking hard for you to sit in a victim mentality and a victim mindset when you are spending time with Jesus and you are in prayer and you are in the Word of God. Because what is the gospel? Jesus is victor. Jesus has died for you. Jesus has gobbled you up. Jesus has overwhelmed you. His presence, his peace, his joy, his love. He has saved you from sin. He has saved you from the enemy. He has saved you from death. He has saved you from struggle. He has saved you. Now, we will have struggle. We will have pain in order to grow, in order to be who we are meant to be in Christ, right? We're not going to, our life, especially as a Christian, pain and suffering doesn't just go away. But we know in the end, there is always victory because Jesus, because God, okay? But God. When you are in the Word and you are taking in that truth and you are making sure that your mind and your heart is overwhelmed with those truths and you are constantly like engraving His scripture and His love and His mercy and His grace and His truth in your heart and your head, how in the world are you going to do that and be stuck in the victimization? How in the world are you going to do that and be stuck in victimhood? Constantly thinking of yourself, oh, I'm never going to do that. Oh, I'm never going to do this. Oh, I can't do that. You aren't. Like, you can't do both. Pick one. And if you're going to pick victimhood, sis, that's your own choice. I'm just being blunt and honest with you. Okay, so that's number two. Spend time with Jesus and in the Word. Worship, prayer, exercise. All of this can lead to a happy and holy, healthy life. It can all lead to a happy and holy life. Stop fighting and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Stop fighting and know that I am God. When we spend time with Him, we can stop the struggle. We can stop the pain. We can stop it, just even if it's just for a moment. We may still feel the pain. We may still have the struggle, but knowing who is behind it, knowing who can help us get through it, knowing who's going to have us have victory in the end, Jesus, it pushes us through. Spend time with Jesus and spend time in the Word. Number three, we're going to be unshakable. We're going to start working towards being unshakable. And the verses I want to share with you here is Psalm 16:8 and then Psalm 62:2. Being strong in our faith is going to make us unshakable. So be strong in our faith. Know that He's going to pull us through. Know that He's going to get us through. So Psalm 16:8, I always let the Lord guide me because He is at my right hand and I will not be shaken. And then Psalm 62:2, He alone is my rock, my salvation, my stronghold. I will never be shaken. Can you imagine if you went into every single workout, every single meal, every single snack, every single temptation, every single struggle, every single pain, and you said, I will not be shaken because the Lord is at my right hand. He alone is my rock and my salvation. I will not be shaken. I am unshakable. If you started to ingrain that in your heart and your head, how much more confident would you be in your fitness journey? With every single moment in your fitness journey? Like, can you take a moment, maybe put it on sticky notes somewhere all over your house, on your fridge, in your cabinets, on your mirror, in your weight room, at your gym, at your locker, whatever it may be that you need to be reminded of this every day, put sticky notes there and say, the Lord is my stronghold, He is my salvation, and with Him I will be unshakable. My faith in Him makes me unshakable. Have that mindset in every single workout, every single meal, every single snack, every time you hydrate. Like, start thinking about these things when you're making these decisions. That goes into number four, make good decisions in your workouts. And this is how we're become, remember, these are the steps on coming from victimization to victory, victimhood to victory, okay? Make good decisions in your workouts, nutrition and nourishing your temple and in your meal prepping, when you're out to eat, when you are, you know, going on walks with friends, or you are, I don't know, just trying to get more steps and trying to have movement, hydrating, like make good decisions so that you don't have to be stuck in, again, a lot of times, and this is going to sound really freaking blunt. Some of y'all, I don't want to hurt feelings. I really don't. But I love you too much to let you stay in this victimhood, because I'm tired of hearing, I've just always been this way. Have you not heard that you're made new in Jesus? I've just always been this way. In your flesh, are you, are you stepping into the power of Christ? Are you stepping into the energy, to the motivation, to the discipline that he has to offer you? Because if you say you've always been this way, sister, you are made new in Jesus. That's yesterday. That's last year. That's 20 years ago. You don't have to stay there just because you've been there. You have a new day in Jesus. Today, right now, this minute, this second, you have a new opportunity, a new way of growth, a new mindset change, a new shift of your heart. You are made new in Jesus. And when we decide that we're not going to make decisions that are going to help us alongside our fitness journey, that again is our choice. And you can't stay stuck in victimhood, that this always just happens to you. This is always just your fault. This is all. Stop making those decisions. Make decisions that propel you forward in this journey instead of keeping you stuck where you don't want to be. It's honestly that simple. It's honestly that simple. And yes, there are some people, the minority, who have certain sicknesses or illnesses or, genetics that are not helping them out. But you know, a lot of times, I think it's funny that I will talk to some people that may have those struggles, and they actually work even harder, and they don't stay stuck in this victim mentality. They don't make the decisions and the choices that make them feel like crap, that make them feel unmotivated, that make them feel unenergetic, that make them feel stuck in this victimhood of, well, I'm just, this is where I'm at, I'm just going to stay here. They use their journey. They use their struggle. They use their pain. And that goes into the next one. Let me see and make sure I'm not skipping over scripture here. I think I did. No, I didn't. Okay, so that goes into the next one. Let God use your pain. Let him use your pain, not to keep you stuck, but to keep you inspired, to keep you motivated, to give you strength, to give you power. Let God use your pain to work through you. You may not be able to do it on your own. You may not be able to do it on your own by looking back and seeing all the times you've struggled and all the times you've messed up and all the times you've not stayed consistent, all the times you've not been disciplined, all the time you've skipped workouts, all the times you've been in this victim mentality. You may not be able to get out of it on your own, but with Jesus, you have victory. You are a victor. He is our victor. The next scripture I want to go into, which is one of my absolute favorites, one second, real quick. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. This is actually one of these scriptures that we base our Lace with Grace Fully Embrace ministry on. But listen real quick. Let me find it here. Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in my flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so that I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect in weakness. Therefore, I most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So I take pleasure in weakness and in insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, he is strong. For when I am weak, then I am strong because of Jesus. Some of you are taking your weaknesses, taking everything that you struggle with, taking all of your failures, taking all of your sin, taking all the things that you've not done correctly, that you can't be disciplined, that you can't be consistent, that you've not followed through, that you struggle with binging, that you struggle with restriction, that you struggle with body image. Some of you are taking all of that and you're just sitting in the suck when you could be taking it to God and say, God, use this. You're sitting in the suck and allowing Satan to dabble in all of those things and all of your weaknesses and all the insults and all the hardships and all the persecutions and all the difficulties. You're allowing Satan to have that instead of having it for the sake of Christ. So that you can say, Lord, I know that your grace is sufficient for me. I am struggling right now. I need you to use this. And when I am weak, for then I am strong because of you, Jesus. Can you lay those things at his feet today and ask him to pick them up, to pick you up, and not in your flesh try to go through this, try to fight through this, because obviously that leads to victimhood and victimization. We get in that victim mentality. Well, I've just never done this right. I've just always failed. I've never been able to be disciplined. I'm just not disciplined. I'm just not. No, you are if you do it alone. But in Christ, you are a victor. In Christ, you have victory. Allow your weakness to be what he uses to show you his power. Allow your weakness, I'm not saying that correctly, but allow your weakness. My power is perfected in weakness. For my power... But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. So we are weak, but through him we are strong because he uses our weakness for, it just gives him more opportunity. It just gives him so much more opportunity for his power to be displayed, for it to be shown that God is powerful through our weakness. Like, it gives him more glory. That's what I'm trying to say. He gets more glorified because it has nothing to do with us. Sister, your goodness, your discipline, your obedience, your motivation, your energy, your success has nothing really to do with you. The glory goes to Jesus. Because all good things that are in us are him. Our flesh, there's nothing good in us. Our flesh is not good. Naturally, we were born sinners. Naturally, we were born ick. We were just, without Jesus, there is no real good. But with him, everything good in us gives him glory. So allow your weakness to be used for his glory. Allow your weakness to be used for his good. Allow your weakness, allow his power to be displayed, to be glorified through your weakness. What if you had that mindset when you went into your workout today and you were struggling? What if you had that mindset when you're struggling with temptations and food choices? What if you had that mindset when you look at your body and you beat yourself up again because you're back in that negative body image struggle? And instead you said, Lord, in my weakness, I know I am strong because of you. I know this is not where I want to be. I know this is not where I should be. I know this is where the enemy wants me. But Lord, I'm going to lay this down at your feet today. And your grace is sufficient for me. I know that for your power is great in my weakness, is perfected in my weakness. And I'm going to give that to you today. Lord, I'm going to lay down this victimhood mentality. I'm going to lay down this victimhood of just feeling like I'm just worthless, that feeling like no matter what I do, it's not enough. No matter what I've tried, it's not been good enough. No matter what I've failed at, like I'm just going to stay in that spot. Lord, I know that's where the enemy wants me, but today I'm going to lay that down at your feet and I'm going to let you pick me up. Where you've been doesn't have to be where you stay. You don't have to stay there. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Where, death, is your sting? We have victory through Jesus, sis. You have victory through Jesus, and even in your fitness, because he says in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. I'm going to say it again. Romans 8:37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Take that mindset with you today. Stop living in victimhood. Stop living in victimization. You're not a victim. You're a victor through Jesus. He's your victor. Stop going to the victim mentality and go to your victor. Let's get it. Let's go. You know the drill. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, sis.